Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The rookies are in town. Cavaliers are getting set for tonight's game 3 against Indiana. So we're talking a little bit more about what Andrew Berry said this morning on the morning show with Ken and Anthony. Jeff, so far we've kind of discussed the, it's not the value, it's the perception of Shedeur Sanders. Is that fair? How you kind of perceive it? I think we perceive it a little different. So we can agree to disagree on that. We look at it differently, right?
You perceive it as a marketing ploy, and I perceive it as a chance to maybe get really lucky.
Yeah, I don't think marketing ploy is a fair assessment of what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that there is marketing value to him being successful on this team.
Well, key word there is successful. You didn't add that before.
Well, he still needs it.
You just kind of said marketing value.
But I also think
if he's good, oh, look out.
Well, but the other thing is that I think that because of the marketing value and I also say this based on Brown's history and how they feel about their own draft picks, that he will be around here for a while. Like, I can't see them. I don't see either one of these quarterbacks going anywhere unless one just jumps so far ahead of the other that they feel like they could trade and get good value for either one of these guys. I could probably see Gabriel being... I don't. As long as Kevin Stefanski's here, I don't feel like Dylan Gabriel is a guy that could get traded, but, I mean, you just never know. You never know what could happen with these four guys coming in.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
Who knows? All I know is you're talking an awful lot about Shedeur Sanders right now.
Yeah. And we are.
Just an awful lot.
Everybody is, though.
You know, he was the third pick.
Yeah, I know he was.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, somebody else was in the third round. You know that, right?
I 100% know that, Jeff. Yes.
In accordance with the radioactive 1927 equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
That's right. The third round pick. He went to, and I'm going to mispronounce the name, Punahou School, if that's correct.
Go for it.
Through the eighth grade. It's a college prep school. Also attended by.
Help me.
Barack Obama. There you go.
Oh, that radio act was so big in 1927.
What's a big deal?
Yeah. Great Mississippi Flood was that year, too.
Yeah, so were the Murderers Row, the Yankees.
We just got to make sure that we stay, you know, we got to stay on task here. We got to
make sure you, the poor kid deserves his fair share, and by God, we're going to make sure he gets it.
You know, given current and up-to-date information, even if it's 98 years old, it doesn't matter. We still abide by that. Good job.
Laws are laws, Andy.
Until they're not.
Murdering somebody in 1794 seemed to be a crime then.
Where?
Seems to be a crime now.
Where? I don't know if murdering somebody in 1794 out west, where there was no laws, seemed to matter. Do you want to debate this?
Explains a lot.
Let me take some phone calls. Wally's in Cleveland. Hey, Wall.
Yes. Good day to both of y'all.
Hi, Wally.
Good day to you, yes.
It's been a while since I called in, but...
We've missed you.
I agree with Jeff about Shador Sanders. Mr. Haslam pulled the trigger on that, like he pulled the trigger on getting a new stadium, and also like he pulled the trigger on Deshaun Watson. So he's looking at, when I get this new stadium, I got two quarterbacks that can play in the new stadium, and hopefully we win the Super Bowl. So I agree, it's not a advertising of getting him, is he's looking at the future. He's putting his name on the future by getting Shador Watson. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Wally. Shador Sanders, I think is what he meant.
That's correct.
But if he's saying getting him to move into a new stadium.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, here's the deal. We don't have a quarterback on this team. Now you have four possibilities. To me, four is better than three. Andy, I'm not ruling anybody out here, are you?
None.
I think they all have a chance.
You could sit there and we could talk to 20 different people and they would rank all four quarterbacks in a different spot. They could all come up with a legitimate argument and you could probably agree with anyone that has any four of the quarterbacks slotted in any specific spot.
I would think the guy with the longest shot of being the starter week one is Shador. And he's just barely slightly behind Dylan Gabriel. And I say that only because they clearly evaluated Gabriel a little bit higher. That doesn't mean that he can't come in and starting here at minicamp just be great. Man, and Andy, I hope he is. And I hope Dylan Gabriel's great. And then I hope Kenny Pickett comes in and is phenomenal. Wouldn't that be unbelievable if instead of having, well, do we have one who can maybe take some snaps? Oh, wait, we have three? And Flacco? It'd be great.
David is in Lakewood. Hi, David.
David.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
I've got a couple questions, but I want to start with just one for Jeff. So do you feel, going back to Chubb before we talk about the rookies,
yeah,
do you feel like what you saw last year is what you're going to see this year?
That's a good question, David. But you might, if you've listened to the show, you might recall a couple of weeks ago, we did something about great running backs and how in almost every case, I think it was Barry Sanders and Walter Payton, among the greatest running backs ever, who did not finish their careers with the same team. Jim Brown was another one. And I just think the Browns had no choice but to move on from Nick here and bring in some young blood at running back. And I also think they needed and wanted an upgrade from Jerome Ford. And I don't know that Nick was that guy. I love him, man. I so love watching that guy run the football. And I hope he's really good this year. But they had the opportunity with all these picks to go ahead and set themselves up at running back for the next 4 or 5 years. And so I don't have any qualms with it.
Well, that I like the two running backs that they picked. My point is you brought up Ford, and I didn't see anything special from Ford last year. So what's
Neither did I, because they brought in two.
So as I'm saying, like if I'm forced to make a decision, I'm going to keep Chubb over Ford because maybe Ford is more valuable to another team. He's not going to be as valuable to us because we have Judkins and Sampson. So I'm going to keep Chubb because if you just look at, let's take an extreme example. Let's look at what Saquon Barkley did. He was injured. He blew out his knee in 2020. That next year he averaged 3.5 yards per carry. Like he didn't have a great year. And then look what the guy just did last year. Like, for me, you look at Chubb, he averaged around 3.5 yards per carry last year behind a crazy the issues with the quarterback, issues with the offensive line. He was playing hurt. And I feel really strongly when you look at these running backs and you look at specifically Nick Chubb and his work ethic, I have a lot of faith that, you know, he's going to have a great year, whatever role we put him in. And, I, you know, when you need, like, that first down, you know, 4 or 5 yards, you keep the young guys back, put, you know, if he's available to you, he's had he has a long history of getting you 5+ yards per carry.
David, I can't argue about Nick. I think he's phenomenal. I don't think he's the same back he used to be. Jerome Ford running behind that same line with those same quarterbacks last year averaged 5.4 yards per carry.
I don't see anything special. I was waiting. I was kind of hopeful for Ford last year. I just didn't. There was no game. There was no.
This isn't about Jerome Ford. It's about Nick Chubb. And you're going to sign Nick and tell him to sit there and watch Judkins and Sampson run the football? That's not going to happen either.
David, thank you. Appreciate it.
Andy, don't you wish Nick were healthy and this hadn't happened and he was the guy? I wish he was the starting running back here. I do.
And we can talk about this in a moment, too. That, I mean, ask yourself, Nick Chubb coming off a second injury or Jerome Ford? Because if you listen to what Andrew Berry said this morning on the morning show.
It's not either one or the other. I think, Andy, a better way to even put it is, is it Quinshon Judkins or is it Nick Chubb? And I don't think anybody can sit here and think you wouldn't want the young guy.
I just think fans are going to look at it, and we'll talk about this in a second. I just think fans are going to look at it was they decided to keep Jerome Ford over Nick Chubb. 216-474-0092.
That's the third running back, right? 92.3
The Fan.